The novelist E.L. Doctorow brought the past to life in a vivid and playful way. In his well-loved novels, including Ragtime and Billy Bathgate, Doctorow mixed historical figures with fictional characters to create his own vision of America. Doctorow died yesterday in New York of complications from lung cancer. He was 84. NPR's Lynn Neary has this appreciation.
E.L. Doctorow used to tell a story about a journalism class he took as a high school student in the Bronx. He told NPR in 2003 how he wrote a profile of a doorman at Carnegie Hall who was loved by all the performers there. His teacher wanted to publish his story in the school paper and told Doctorow to get a photo of the man.
Well, I hadn't expected that kind of enthusiasm from my teacher. And I said, well, I don't think you can do that. And she said, why not? I said, well, he's very shy. And the teacher said, what do you mean he's shy? He talked to you, didn't he? And I said, well, not exactly. There is no Carl. I made him up.
Doctorow was never meant to be a who, what, when, and where kind of guy, but he loved mixing some facts into his fiction.
It's interesting how perceptive Doctorow was about the thin line and blurred line that divides factual writing and fiction writing.
Liesl Schillinger is a book critic for the New York Times. She fondly recalls when she interviewed Doctorow as an undergraduate. He was generous with his time and patient with her sometimes naive questions. And she still remembers what he said that day about writing.
One thing he told me so long ago was that novelists have always had to persuade their readers that what they were reading was not fiction, but a kind of urgent truth, so that the reader could break down the distinction between fiction and nonfiction in his own mind. But as the writer, he was always aware of what he was doing to manipulate the nonfiction to make it delight and captivate the attention of the reader.
Doctorow used fiction to explore history, from General Sherman's Civil War march through Georgia in the March, to the tumult of the turn of the 20th century in Ragtime, to the Cold War story of the Rosenbergs in the Book of Daniel. Laid back to back, his books covered more than a century of American history. But he insisted he never planned it that way, and in an NPR interview last year, Doctorow said he did not write historical novels.
The historical novel seems to me a misnomer, and I think really of myself as a national novelist, as I'm an American novelist writing about my country.
Doctorow was an idealist about America, says novelist Mary Gordon.
Everything that he wrote was really about a vision of America as it could be.
Gordon, who worked with Doctorow on free speech issues in the Pen American organization, says he was not afraid to speak out on subjects that were important to him.
What was wonderful about him is that he was gentle and he was humorous, and he wore his constant passion for justice very lightly. He was never in your face, but his principles were always at the fore, and they were always crystal clear.
Doctorow was honored with many awards in his lifetime, from the National Humanities Medal to the National Book Award. But his former editor, Jason Epstein, says he will remember him as a gentleman and a friend.
I love Edgar Doctorow. There's no other way to put it.
Doctorow, says Epstein, was one of the last of a generation of writers whose loss is immeasurable.
Death leaves a huge emptiness. I can't explain it from any other way. There's something missing in my life that had been there before, and now it's gone, and it won't come back. He was a very rare and wonderful, wonderful man. He was the kindest man you'd ever hope to meet. Humorous, affectionate, and a good tennis player.
Jason Epstein, speaking about his friend, the writer E.L. Doctorow, who died yesterday of complications from lung cancer. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.